Ned is from the Embrapa organization, and he's going to talk to us about natural use efficiency in lowland rice.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon to everyone. So the title of my paper is Natural Use Efficiency in Lowland Rice, Genotype Under Field Conditions. In Brazil, we have two rice agroecosystem, you know, or two rice growing systems. One is upland in that side, and another is lowland. We also call in Portuguese irrigated rice. This is irrigated rice, and that is aerobic rice, you know. So Brazil is the largest producer of upland rice in the world, you know. It is grown like corn or wheat without any water accumulation in the field, and just depend on rainfall, totally depend on rainfall for water requirement, you know. And after about 10 years back, our breeders have developed a variety of upland that quality is as good as lowland rice. Earlier, the price of upland rice was almost 50% less compared to lowland rice, you know. So this is a very big achievement or addition for the farmers of the Brazil, you know. And the cost of producing of upland rice almost 50% less compared to lowland rice, because just rainfall and just we don't maintain any water or nothing like that, you know. So this will be a continuous system in Brazil with soybean, with dry bean, like the upland and lowland rice. This is my crew, you know. So these people really help me planting my experiment and harvesting and data collection. Well, justification of conducting this study. Rice is staple food for more than 50% of the world population, and nitrogen one of the most yield-limiting nutrients for lowland rice production around the world. In South America, including Brazil, rice is eaten every day with dry bean. Dry bean means Pejolus vulgaris, you know. So we eat every day rice and bean. So when we come here, we eat sandwich. I think we Brazilians don't like it, you know. So that is by also the section of society. In Brazil, there are about 35 million hectares lowland known as locally Wajia. Wajia soils are distributed throughout the country. These lands are located near lakes, water stream, or river basin. Hence, water availability is ensured throughout the year. In addition, climate conditions are favorable for crop growth and development around the year in the most of the Wajia soil. In the rainy season, lowland rice is a suitable crop due to high humidity of Wajia soil. At present, about 2 million hectares of lowland Wajia soils are under cultivation. So we have a lot of potential of, I can say that the people say that there will be food shortage, this and that. I don't think there will never be any food shortage in the world. Brazil alone has capacity to feed 5 billion people. Brazil alone, you can imagine. So those who are talking that this is changing, that is changing, there will be this thing, that thing, all false propaganda. As a scientist, I can assure you that there will never be food shortage in the world. South America alone can feed whole of the world, because we have water, we have land, we have climatic conditions favorable than what we need, and we have technology, you see. So we should not worry about it. Scientists are working very hard everywhere, so we will produce more than the population growth. Okay, so the objective of my study is to evaluate promising lowland rice genotype for end use efficiency. We take this material from our breeders, advanced lines, our one released variety, or before releasing varieties, to get the, their nitrogen requirement. Well, two field experiments involving flooded rice were conducted at the Imbarapa National Rice and Bean Research Center Experiment Station Palmital, the state of Goiás, that is located in the central part of Brazil, and Rio Formoso da Aragua, state of Tocantins, that's also central part of Brazil. The soil of the experiment site was receptive soil. This is the soil classification system according to USA taxonomy. Well, treatment consists of five rates of nitrogen, 0, 50, 100, 150, and 200 kilo per hectare. The N rates were added through urea each year. Half of the N was applied at sowing, and the remaining half was topped at 45 days after sowing, a standard practice for lowland rice crops under Brazilian condition. This is too big. These are the genotypes we used. Most of the advanced layers. Few are there, two BRS Jasana, printed there are two release variety we compared as a standard variety, you know. Okay. So okay, so we calculate nitrogen use efficiency by using this equation in kilogram per kilo, grain yield in kilogram and applied in kilogram. Well, so location year in genotype and location into year and nitrogen interaction were significant for grain yield, plant height, panicle number, spike rate sterility, and grain harvest index, indicating that these plant characteristics were influenced by these factors. So this, the location one, grain yield of 12 genotypes, you can see location two. So this is the average one, more or less 3,372 kilogram per hectare, another 4,334 kilogram per hectare. But there is significant difference between genotypes. This is then N rate, location one, and grain yield. Two locations, you can see the average about 5.2 ton, and here 4.2 ton per hectare. And there was one linear relationship when we calculated regression equation, and another was quadratic relationship. This is the five genotypes. You can see that few were linear, three were linear relationship, and two were quadratic relationship. So there were difference in genotypes. Respond to nitrogen application. So the nitrogen use efficiency, you can see the difference, you see, very minimum to about 30 kilo, 32, something like that, kilogram, grain per kilogram of N applied, and maximum was 50 kilogram grains per kilo of nitrogen applied. So there was a large difference among genotypes in nitrogen use efficiency. In conclusion, lowland rice is varied with the location as well as with the year. Hence, rice genotype screening for N use efficiency should be done under different agroecology condition, that is normal. Lowland rice genotype differs significantly in yield and yield components. Because I did not present yield components, the genotypes were having linear and quadratic response with increasing N rate in the range of 0 to 200 kilogram N per hectare. That is use efficiency, kilogram grain per kilo N applied, varied from genotype to genotype, with an average value of about 40 kilogram grain produced per kilogram N applied. Improved N use efficiency can improve grain yield of lowland rice. This is our one main experiment. This is my technician, really helping me much, very efficient guy, you know. These are the two books we have published. The Use of Nutrient in Crop Plants, 2009, and this is 2011. So if anybody is interested, just please, the CRC Press, you know, that is site, you can buy it. And this is the plant, normally flower in Brazil during dry period, no? Yeah, very good.
Thanks.
Thank you.